This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli helicopters and a tank were seen firing along the Gaza-Israel border on Monday as Israel pressed on with its offensive in some of the war's most intense combat. Palestinians described heavy combat in Gaza City, particularly in western areas close to the Mediterranean shore, which has come under bombardment from Israeli warships. The death toll in the Gaza Strip has increased following the latest Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian territory, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Strikes hit two houses and a mosque in central Gaza on Sunday, killing around 30 people and wounding at least 60 others. Separate airstrikes in Rafah, the enclave's southernmost city, killed two children, ages 12 and 2, according to a hospital. The Israeli military says it found what it calls training materials for the October 7 attack in southern Israel that triggered the war against Gaza's Hamas rulers. Secretary of State Blinken is returning to the region beginning Monday in Saudi Arabia. He also has stops scheduled in Egypt, Gaza, Israel and the West Bank this week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The death toll from wildfires raging across central Chile hit 122 on Monday as helicopters dumped tons of water on blazes and emergency crews said they were still finding bodies buried in the wreckage 3 days after the fires took hold. The toll from Chile's worst natural disaster in years was expected to climb further as residents, firefighters, and military raced to clear rubble in residential areas of the coastal cities of Valparaiso and Viña del Mar, where fireballs consumed houses within minutes between Friday and Sunday. This is VOA News.